Good morning. I'm Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. Well, John, there's a lot of rumors running around out there about who may run to fill Ted Kennedy's vacant Senate seat, maybe even Curt Schilling. But we know
that's
one
just
thing.
A rumor.
That's right. One thing's for sure. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley will run.
Today, I announce my candidacy for United States Senate.
This seems to change the tenor of the race there. Joining us now is Frank Phillips, State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Frank, a lot of other people who may be interested in the seat are waiting to find out whether or not Joe Kennedy is going to enter the race. Martha Coakley obviously decided not to wait. But do we have anything more? Do we know whether or not Joe Kennedy is interested in this Senate seat and whether he's going to run?
We know he's interested. He's thinking about it. Whether he will run or not, that is the big question. And everybody's on the edge, wondering whether they're going to get in this race because of Joe Kennedy. He would be a powerful, political force to get into it and have a great impact on it.
But Martha Coakley is a big fish in Massachusetts. I've covered her actually, and she could actually keep Joe Kennedy out. I mean, you've got a combination of Rudy Giuliani, the prosecutor, and Hillary Clinton, the sort of big fish. Describe her a little bit.
Well, she's a very attractive candidate. She's very good on the stump, very articulate at press conferences. But frankly, she's never been, had been tested in any race she's run. She's run for Middlesex District Attorney, Middlesex County District Attorney, and really had no opposition. She walked into the Attorney General's office with I can't even remember the Republican, if there were one, who ran against her. So I think this is a big if. Can she hold up under a high intensity race, one that's going to require a lot of scrutiny and a lot of agility on her part, and a good campaign staff. She hasn't displayed that yet. So she does, she being the only woman will be a very formidable candidate.
And that could play a role here. She was a major supporter of Hillary Clinton's and involved in that campaign in Massachusetts. Is she kind of counting on Hillary's voters to come to her side?
Yes, very much so. I think there is a very strong women's vote. I think a lot of women would like to see a U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, and I think that's a very strong point. And a lot of the men who are thinking about getting in the race will not get in the race if there are too many white males in there, and that's what is lining up to get in. And they're not going to get in with just one woman in there, and she would have a distinct advantage with that.
You know, as we said before, many people were waiting to hear from Joe Kennedy before they threw their hats into the ring. Is there still a sense that this seat should belong to the Kennedy family, that if Joe Kennedy runs, he has the right to take that seat?
Well, I think it's more that, that he has a lot of resources to go by. One, the Kennedy name, yes. There's a strong feeling and sentimentality, particularly after what we've been through in the last couple of weeks. And that this is a Kennedy seat, there is that feeling. But he also has a lot of resources. The Kennedy fundraising ability is nationwide. And he does have some pizzazz and charisma. He also has some problems. He can be very clumsy, too, at times.
So we may see Martha Coakley as a strong contender in here. Frank Phillips is a State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. And, John, if Martha Coakley does come into this race as a strong contender, she could change. She's been very active in health care in Massachusetts. She could change that debate there.
Well, if Joe Kennedy comes in, you've got squeaky clean. Martha Coakley is squeaky clean versus Joe with a little...
Smudged.
Smudged. I think that's fair to say.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.